Congressman Bob Etheridge promotes legislation to encourage biodiesel production and provide an economic incentive to North Carolina's rural communities. I'm Brady Allen, and this is the Local Government and Economic Development Report on StateGovernmentRadio.com. When it comes to devoting time and money to the development of biofuels, Etheridge says, quote, "The time is right and the opportunity is there," end quote. In Congress, Etheridge has proposed legislation that would give more incentives and funding to biodiesel development.
In the legislation provides incentives for fuel stations to convert, for automotive companies to produce the cars, and it does have research and development in it, but it also does other things in that it provides for, over the long haul, farmers to be engaged, to get involved, and to produce the raw materials that we're going to need to have the energy we'll need for the 21st century.
High fuel costs have put a huge burden on rural agricultural communities across the state. Increased biodiesel production could provide farmers with a profitable opportunity to grow raw materials. The legislation proposed by Etheridge goes one step further. It provides incentives to encourage local ownership of ethanol and biofuel manufacturing plants. This would enable local farmers to build their own biodiesel manufacturing facilities and ultimately improve rural communities.
I think it's exciting because it's, you know, the timing's right. We've been working on it for a year. We introduced it just before I left Washington. And it's entitled the Biofuels Act. And the nice thing about it is it can revitalize rural America. We have the answers to our energy problems growing in our fields. Corn, soybeans, peanuts, sweet potatoes. There's a host of things we can turn into energy, and it's renewable every year. And NC State is an ideal place to start because we have the technology and the expertise here to, if we continue to put research dollars, to come up with more and more efficient ways to do it.
Etheridge does not expect the bill to be brought up at the next congressional session in September and October. However, the congressman believes that come elections in November, gas costs will be the most important issue behind the wars in the Middle East. Last week in North Carolina, the state contract price for biodiesel was 7 cents cheaper than diesel fuel. Etheridge says using renewable alternative fuels just makes practical sense. When one considers the military cost expended by the United States to protect oil fields around the world, the price of oil is ultimately more than the $70 per barrel paid on the global market. One of the main obstacles that still remain, according to Etheridge, is educating the public about the benefits of biodiesel and the Biofuel Act. Reporting for StateGovernmentRadio.com, I'm Brady Allen.